We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in Las Vegas. And, of course, the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube. And, of course, here in town, our anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM as well. And, of course, our websites, racedaylasvegas.com.vegas.world.global.whatever. All the dots out there. and of course, your cell phones, your devices, as they call them, your iPhone, Androids, or your Google phones. You can get the apps for both YouTube and the radio station KSHP for your devices there. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting. All right, look. You can see behind us now, it's a 1 week from today will be the Kentucky Derby, the 151st running of the Kentucky Derby. Today at Churchill Downs, on its opening night at Churchill Downs, between the races, they're going to draw for the Kentucky Derby. And we have some late breaking news on in studio with me on set. John Lindo. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Yeah, the interesting news here in a sec.
Interesting news in a sec, that's for sure. And we're going to bring in Jonathan Hardoon in a moment or two to give us that late-breaking news. But there are planning on drawing the Kentucky Derby this evening between races, right?
Yeah, I think they'll draw about 4:30 our time, somewhere around there.
Okay. Now, here's the deal. Before this morning, what happened overnight was this. You remember that we were talking about the also eligibles, the horses that are right on the cusp of getting into the Kentucky Derby. When Bilt opted out and went to the Pat Day Mile, that left Neil Equus open. Neil Equus got in, and he is going to have Flavian Pratt riding him. Now, the next one up would have been Baeza, but overnight, the connections of Render Judgment, who was ahead of Baeza on the also eligibles to get in, their connections got Derby fever, and now they say they want to take a shot in the Derby. So as it stands now, Render Judgment is the next one up. And then Baeza will be behind him in number two. That's how it stands as we went on the air. But there is now late breaking news out of Churchill Downs. I want to go to Jonathan Hardoon standing by if we can get Jonathan on. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Good morning, John. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing fine, but you have some late-breaking news that happened this morning out at Churchill Downs in one of the key Derby horses. Go.
Yeah, it's bad news, Ralph. The Cox team, who was very high on Tappan Street, is now out of the Derby. He suffered a chondylar fracture in the workout this morning at Churchill, and he's off the Derby trail, so you're never safe. It's just amazing, really, the way things work out.
Let me ask the condition. I mean, this is not life-threatening, is it?
No, he's okay. He's going to be fine, but obviously he's not running in the Derby, yeah. And he's going to be out for a while if he even races again. Who knows?
All right,
but it's horrible news, really horrible news.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, he was, one of the contenders. I'm sure a lot of handicappers did as well. Jonathan, thanks so much for the late breaking news. We'll get back to you in just a few moments, but that is the late breaking news. Now, John, with this defection, we now get Render Judgment in, correct?
Render Judgment will move into the race, right?
And then Baez is now the number one horse getting ready to get in if anybody else defects.
He's next up if somebody else defects between now and Derby Day.
All right, now, and we all remember the Rich Strike incident, so, and I got a feeling that maybe the people that owned, the horse that's now in Render Judgment, you know, it hasn't been too many years ago that the deal with Rich Strike happened and he won the Kentucky Derby. Maybe those folks are thinking overnight, you know what, it's happened to Rich Strike, why can't it happen to us? And they got the Derby fever and now he's in there. Because Kenny Keek said he was going to pass the race and maybe go in the Pat Day. But in any case, Render Judgment is now in, at least they're expecting to enter later on today. So that moves Baeza in as the first AE, correct?
Right. If it goes as what Jonathan had just said, then Tappan Street will not be entered. So there'll be a total of 21 horses entered.
Yeah.
At this point, Baeza would be number 21 looking to draw in during the week.
Yes. Now, remember, folks, there's only going to be 20 starting in the Kentucky Derby. But since the situation back when Rich Strike, et cetera, what they do is they give you one also eligible horse sitting there. He'll be on the program. He'll be sitting there as number 21, as Rich Strike was, because of advanced wagering. And if there's a defection between the time they enter the horses today and the time they actually get to the late scratch time on the morning of the Kentucky Derby, then he will be bumped in. He'll still be bet number 21, but he'll be bumped into the race, okay? So that's the way it's going to go right now. And the only other horse that was dangling out there was California Burrito, but California Burrito, I believe, would be behind Baeza anyhow.
Right, and one other thing, the scratch time for the Derby Day is on Friday morning because they have all those bets that go between Friday and Saturday.
The advanced betting is a big deal.
So, Baeza doesn't draw in before scratch time Friday morning, he's not in the race.
Okay, so that's the way it's going right now as we speak. But, I can tell you honestly that we got this news from Jonathan Hardoon about 10 minutes ago, maybe 5 minutes ago, something like that. So things are happening. But we do know one thing. The draw will be tonight, I believe, between what races, the fourth and fifth?
Either fifth and sixth or sixth and seventh.
Oh, really? That late?
Yeah. So it's about middle of the card tonight at Churchill Downs.
You know, and I was wondering, because last year, if you remember, post time, Pacific time. Now I'm talking Pacific time, post time for that Friday, the Saturday night card that began the meet last year was at 3 p.m. This year it's at 2 p.m. And now I know why, because it's going to take about an hour to do the draw.
Absolutely, yeah. So and, there'll probably be a gap in the races there.
Yeah, oh, right. There'll be a gap in the race. They're not going to run races by when they're drawing the Kentucky Derby. So I think that's why they bumped it to 2 o'clock to make sure that everything is going to be fine. So stand by, folks. We'll keep you posted as we get it here on the Race Day Show. We welcome you to the show on this Saturday before the Kentucky Derby Saturday. And while we're, you know, talking about that, a lot of people join us on Saturdays that may not be able to do it during the week. I want to remind you about all the things that are going to be happening here at the South Point for the Kentucky Derby. It starts on Wednesday. On Wednesday, we will have a special Kentucky Derby preview show here at the South Point Studios on the South Point Studio streaming network at YouTube. It will be only on the YouTube platform. Now, you know, we do the radio stations, the websites, and all that. It'll be only on the YouTube platform, so make sure you understand that. It's on the YouTube platform only. It'll be on Wednesday. It'll be at 3 p.m. Pacific time, 3 p.m. Pacific time. It'll feature our handicappers, John Lindo, Jonathan Hardoon, Rich Chang, Jerry Jackwitz, and, of course, our other handicappers that were so much fun last year on the show, Chris Andrews, which is the sports director here, Vinny Mugliello, which is the one of the big odds makers here at the South Point, and even Alex White. She is going to give us the ladies' perspective on the Kentucky Derby, and maybe, who knows, maybe a few guests along the way as well. We are going to have a giveaway on the Wednesday show for those who are in the chat box. And you can go to the chat box right now if you want to. Chat away on the chat box with all our other chatters. And if you haven't done that before, you just hit subscribe. It is free to subscribe, and then you'll be in the chat box. And what we're going to do is we're going to have between 4 and 5 quizzes, questions that you can answer. It'll be on the Derby, obviously. And the first correct answer on the chat box when we give out the question will be somebody, that'll be the person who wins that particular prize, that particular, it'll be comp for two at the South Point buffet here at the South Point. So a little bit for everybody on the Wednesday show. That's Wednesday, 3 p.m. here on the South Point streaming network. Now, on Friday, Kentucky Oaks Day, as soon as the Kentucky Oaks and the Southern California races are complete about 6 p.m. Pacific time, Jonathan and John will be with me on stage in the Grand View Lounge. It's adjacent to the Racebook. Beautiful lounge setup. It's a lot of entertainment goes on there in the evenings. We're going to take over on stage that night. It'll be at 6 p.m. on Friday. That'll be the South Point's annual Kentucky Derby seminar, and it'll be with Jonathan Dardoon and John Lindo. They'll go over every horse in the race, plus looking at the great undercard that day and trying to fish out some other winners on the big Derby Day card. And I can tell you, John, that Pat Day Mile is going to be a real interesting race. You guys got to go over that race.
Oh, I can't wait to see the interest in that race. So many horses are opting for that race instead of the Derby. It's going to be a loaded field. And,
yeah.
And then you have all the grass races out there, the American Turf and things like that. It's just it's a spectacular card of racing.
And we're going to try to get to some of those races along with the Kentucky Derby race itself. And if we have time, we'll do a little question and answer session live in the Grand View Lounge. That's Friday night, 6 o'clock here at the South Point. And then when all this work is done, it's time to game on. It's time for Derby Day, the Run for the Roses, fastest 2 minutes in sports. You know the deal. And we're going to have a big Kentucky Derby viewing party in the exhibit hall here at the South Point. Big banquet tables. Bring your friends. Have a lot of fun there and play the races. A bank of betting windows. We'll have kiosks as well if you want to bet through the kiosks. There'll be big theater-like screens to watch those races, etc., betting on all the other races that are happening as well that day if you want to. Come on out. Enjoy it. John and Jonathan and myself, we'll have a table there. We'd love to see you. Come on over and say hi. Do a little chatting, maybe a little Derby stories as well. There will be a hat contest, so bring your best lid and bring your best lady with her best lid. The hat contest will have cash prizes as well. And there'll be a lot of fun there in the exhibit hall. The doors open for the exhibit hall 1 week from today on Derby Day at 9 a.m. And everything I just told you is free to the horse players, including parking your car. So we are inviting you to come on out and join us here at the South Point. We're going to have a great time. All right. So we've taken care of all of that now. And hopefully Jonathan doesn't have any more news for us as far as Kentucky Derby is concerned. But that is a big blow. That's a big scratch.
It's a huge scratch. The Florida Derby winner who beat Sovereignty in that race, and he was just getting good. And it's an absolute shame. Brad Cox has won a Derby, but he never experienced winning the Derby. He won it with Mandaloon.
Yeah, but
via
disqualification.
He never
the winner's circle.
Exactly.
Then throw the roses. Nothing, man. You
want to get there and experience the whole part of it if you're going to win the darn thing.
Yeah, that's for sure. But we move on for that. By the way, there have been other workouts this morning, John. Do you have a thought about the workouts? So these are the big final workouts before the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, the horses that worked today, Burnham Square worked this morning, 59-1, and out 7 furlongs and 126 and change.
Uh-huh.
Render Judgment, who you said is in the race now, he worked 5 furlongs and 59 flat, out 6 furlongs and 112-1. Final Gambit, the other Brad Cox horse, worked 6 furlongs and 113 and change. Tapestry, it actually worked 59-2, and I saw the work and in the teamwork. He worked really well, but just obviously he did not come out of the work well.
Wow.
And so those are the main ones. One horse who did not work who was supposed to work this morning, and that was Journalism.
What?
Journalism did not work. The track was sealed and sloppy this morning, so Michael McCarthy, his trainer, called an audible. He said, I'm going to just gallop him today. We'll work tomorrow. And, based on what happened at DePan Street, maybe that was a really good call.
Yeah. Nothing wrong. We just see.
No.
He just didn't want to take it on the sloppy
track. In California, we can't even step on a wet track.
I know.
So, error on the side of caution. He's got a horse ready to go. Just waited for. And they did cut open the track, and it was harrowed later in the morning.
Well, that track dries.
He just decided, I'll just wait the extra day. I'm in no rush. So, a coach's decision on that.
Okay. So, Journalism will work tomorrow. He is the predicted early morning line favorite in that race. He's the favorite for the Kentucky Derby and will work tomorrow morning. That is not a real big deal, folks, if you make it from one day to the next when you're this far along and the horses are pretty tight and ready to go. And as far as Churchill Downs Racetrack is concerned, first post time is 2 o'clock Pacific time today. It'll be a nighttime card there at Churchill Downs. And like you said, there was rain that went through there, but we all know how that Churchill Downs racetrack dries quickly. And by the time they get started, there's no more rain there. That track will be fast.
Well, track officials are already calling the track now fast and firm
there
for tonight.
There you go.
So that's how quick that place dries out.
Say it and it shall be done, I guess. All right. And taking a look at some other news, because yesterday was closing day at Keeneland. And we had quite an interesting day at Keeneland as far as the trainers and jockey standings were concerned. Now, we get to the fourth race. Rich Eng's horse that he gave us ran second in that race. Uncashed won the fourth and paid $5.08. Then we get to the fifth race on the card. The winner there was Sweet Rebecca for Chad Brown and Flavian Pratt. They paid $9.98. John, they outran your pick on the show, but I got to tell you, Flavian Pratt looked like he was riding the Derby yesterday. He was on his belly for that race, wasn't he?
The filly I picked had a sweet trip, angled out for the drive. I thought they were going to run it down. I saw that guy on the horse in front and go, uh-oh.
He ain't stopping.
He was going to go to Central Avenue on the backstretch there to win.
And there was a reason for that, because he was tied in the jockey standings on the final day with Luis Saez. That put him one win up on Saez in the fifth race. There were 10 races on the card, 5 more to go. Then we get to the seventh race, and the seventh race, Will to Prepare, wins that race, paying $44 even. $44 even, Sherry DeVoe and Jose Ortiz, a $44 winner there, John. Wow.
Yeah, nice price on that horse.
All right, then the featured race was the Bewitched at 1.5 miles on the turf. That winner there, Forever After All. Ired Ortiz Jr. for Brendan Walsh, $5.62 for the win price there, outrunning You Know Nothing and Immensitude, who finished third. In that race, Brendan Walsh, who was tied in the trainer standings with Brad Cox, got one win up on him. There were 2 races left to go. In the ninth race, the winner there, Unmatched Wisdom, Flavian Pratt, second win of the day, that wrapped up the jockey standings, that wrapped up the leader for the Keeneland race with only one race left. It didn't matter what Luis Saez did, Jose Ortiz, who, by the way, was right behind them. And with that win in earlier in the seventh race, he was on the dance floor as well. But Flavien Pett put a lid on it by winning his second win of the day in the ninth race for Chad Brown, paying $3.72. That gave Chad Brown his second win of the day as well. Then we get down to the 10th and final race. In the 10th and final race, Tickled Quest wins Florent Garou aboard for Brad Cox, who then ties again with Brendan Walsh for the leading trainer at Keeneland. It came down to the last race. Brad Cox, Brendan Walsh were tied going into the day. They had one win apiece at the end of the day, so they stayed tied in the trainer standings. But Flavien Pratt, with two wins on the day, caps off the leading jockey at Keeneland yesterday. And $44, $5.62, $3.74, and $9.50 were the winning prices in the late pick four. And this man here, if you came to the South Point yesterday and got a Lindell report, your Lindell report pick four got there, $18. I think it was less than $18.
$13.50.
Yeah, because
scratches,
he got a scratch.
Right.
$13.50 was the layout for the pick four. The pick four returned on the Lindell report $315.54. How about a $300 profit on a 50-cent bet? Get that Lindell report here at the South Point. And that's how it went yesterday at Keeneland. As far as Aqueduct was concerned, Javier Castellano had a couple of wins. So did Eric Cancel. Castellano won the first race with George Weaver, paying $26.80, and then he came back in the, second win. Anyhow, oh yeah, he came back in the third race, right next in the third race, picking up a mount in that race for Wesley Ward, paying $6.20, and Eric Cancel won the second race for Jose Jorge Abreu, paying $4 even. Cancel came back in the fifth race for Jeremiah Engelhardt, paying $10.60. And then in the races thereafter, the last race on the card paid $101.50. Here's how it shook out yesterday at Aqueduct. The early pick four, $26.80, four even, $6.20, $6.70, and $10.60. That was the early pick five. The early pick five paid $2,822.75. You take out the $26.80 winner in the first race, the pick four paid $52.50, a difference of $2,770.25, $2,700 plus difference for a $26 winner in the first race. And with that $101 winner in the last race, $101.50 to be exact, the final pick five with prices of $6.70, $10.60, $22.60, $10.20, and $101.50. That pick five paid $31,264.75. Of course, nobody had the pick six, so you got a pick six carryover today at Aqueduct. Two huge pick fives yesterday at Aqueduct. Santa Anita, Juan Hernandez, Bob Baffert got together to win the second race on the prohibitive favorite, paying $2.80. Cash Call gets that win. Juan Hernandez came back in the fifth race for Craig Lewis, paying $4.60. And then Umberto Rispoli had a couple of winners yesterday. Rispoli won his first win in the eighth race with Mike McCarthy, paying $4.20. Came back right in the ninth race for Leonard Powell, paying $5.40. Pick six yesterday at Santa Anita paid $68,097.40. And as far as big prices in the pick fives, they continue at Oak Lawn Park. First pick five prices, $17.40, $27.80, $36, $9.60, and $10.60. The $10.60 winner in the fifth race was Phil D'Amato, trainee for Ramon Vasquez, his second win of the day, paying $10.60. That pick five paid $47,065 with the $10.60 horse. Then you have the late pick five that paid $7.20, $25.20, $9.40, $11.80, and $19.20. That pick five came back $48,194.30. Francisco Arrieta, Ramon Vasquez, and Julian Le Peru all checked in with two wins apiece at the at Oaklawn. What prices they got at Oaklawn, man, huh, John?
Unbelievable. It's every day.
Amazing. All right, we got a lot to do on the show. We got John Lindo sitting right next to me. Jonathan Ardoon is still waiting to get on board again for his segment. And, of course, we got Rich Eng and Jerry Jackowitz as well. And your racing menu will follow. Don't go away. Late-breaking news on race day. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Las Vegas, time to get to your racing menu for today. Remind you, first post times are Pacific, because that's where we're at here in the Pacific time zone. If you're not in it and you're in another time zone somewhere around the world, adjust from wherever you're at to the Pacific time zone and you won't miss anything, like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here we go with the racing menu for today. We begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has 11 races today, and their first post time at Laurel is set at 9:10. They've got a pick six jackpot carryover $4,983. First post time, Laurel, is at 9:10 for 11 races. Tampa Bay Downs is next. Tampa Bay Downs has a first post time of 9:25 for their 9-race card. That's at Tampa Bay. Next comes Gulfstream Park with their Palmetto's meet. By the way, Tampa Bay does have a pick six jackpot carryover of $2,052. Then we go to Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park's pick six rainbow jackpot carryover, $111,043. It's getting up there now. 11 races. The feature race is the $75,000 Monroe. That'll be the 9th race on the card. First post time at Gulfstream Park is at 9:50. 9:50 at Gulfstream. It's opening day today north of the border at Woodbine Racecourse. Their long meet starts today. Their first post time is 10:05. Their feature race on this opening day is the 8th race on the card, the Star Shoot Stakes. For three-year-old fillies at 6 furlongs, a field of 6 before scratches. Winterberry is the even money favorite with Pat Husbands aboard. Opening day at Woodbine. First post time is at 10:05. Aqueduct, the big A in New York. Now, as far as Aqueduct is concerned, they say there's light rain going on there. 57 degrees. The track is labeled good. The turf course, the inner turf course, is labeled good. Now, here's the deal, folks. Here's the deal at Aqueduct. They did come off the turf for all but the stakes race. The Woodhaven Stakes, which will be the 6th race on the card at a mile on the inner turf course, is still scheduled to go on that turf course. That turf course condition is at the moment labeled good. But as far as the main track is concerned, they say it's labeled good, but Jonathan Ardoon thinks it'll be worse than that because the rain keeps coming there. So in the races today at Aqueduct, take the 7th race, the 9th race, and the 10th race off the turf. They'll be rescheduled on the main track. The 7th race will remain at 6 furlongs. The distances of the 9th and 10th races go from a mile and 16th to a mile on the main. First post time at Aqueduct is set at 10:10. The featured Woodhaven Stakes, again, is still on the turf at the moment. 7 go to the post in that one. Very competitive race. Out of the 7 horses in the race, no horse on the morning line is more than 6-1. That'll be a goodie in that race. First post time at Aqueduct, 10:10 at the Big A. And, of course, no carryovers. There is a carryover there in their pick six. The carryover is $13,408.13. $13,408.13 for that carryover in the pick six at Aqueduct today. All right, next up comes Oaklawn Park. Oaklawn Park has 11 races today. The feature race is the Dig a Diamond Stakes. It'll be the 10th race on the card at a mile for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up. 8-5 favorite in there is Hoosier Filly. The first post time at Oaklawn is set at 10:30. 10:30 at Oaklawn Park. Santa Anita. First race post time today at Santa Anita for 11 races is set at 1 p.m. 1 o'clock, first post at Santa Anita. Feature race is the Royal Heroine. That's a grade 3 on the turf at a mile for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up. It'll be the seventh race on the card. 13 are entered in that race at Santa Anita. And we'll get maybe a late scratch or two later on. But right now, morning line favorite in this race is Tripati at 2-1 with Umberto Rispoli. Again, 11 races today at Santa Anita and a first post time of 1 o'clock. Churchill Downs starts its meet today under the lights there at Churchill Downs. It'll be at 2 o'clock, 2 p.m. first post in the Pacific time zone. The Kentucky Derby will be drawn later on in the evening between races. There are 10 races today. The featured race on the opening night card is the Roxalana. That's the ninth race on the card. 6 furlongs, fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up. 8 go to the post before scratches. The 5-2 favorite in that race is Sandy Bottom with Joel Rosario. And again, Churchill Downs, first post time, 2 o'clock. And the Derby draw later on tonight. Okay, then we go to Evangeline Downs. They've got 9 races. Their first post time is at 3:30. Charlestown is next. Charlestown Races has 8 races. They got a stakes race tonight at Charlestown. Charlestown stakes race is the Bintu Long Stakes. That'll be the 7th on the card at 4.5 furlongs for 3-year-olds, fillies. And in that race, the 6-5 favorite is Daikanisa. And by the way, the Charlestown has a pick 6 jackpot carryover of $2,240. First post time, 4 p.m. We wrap it up in Southern California. Los Alamitos. Los Al has 10 races tonight, 1 thoroughbred, 2 quarter horse, and thoroughbred mixed, and then 7 quarter horse races. It all starts their 10-race program at 6:45 at Los Alamitos tonight. That's your racing menu for today. Now time to get to Jonathan Ardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Good morning, John.
Well, what's the latest?
Everybody's looking at each other.
Has anything happened between the opening of the show and now?
I got something. Chance of rain at Santa Anita now between 9 and 11 this morning. So mix that into your factors.
I've got a better one for you. It's raining already at Santa Anita. I just got a call from there also. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My.
So we're getting
maybe
that.
Maybe we should all go back to bed and start again tomorrow because today we're off to a doozy of a start.
Well, yeah, that's got to be a shock to the Cox barn, that's for sure, because this horse seemed to be, moving in the right direction. You know how they always circle the calendar on the first Saturday in May? You try to get your horses just right for that, and all I can say is it looked like he was heading in the right direction.
Yeah, he certainly was, and I know people that had a future bet on this horse. So the barn was certainly high on him, and it's just, Ralph, we talked about it for the last couple of weeks, that there were going to be more defections, and it could happen, and nothing should surprise anyone when it comes to, to horse racing. It's just the highs and the lows, and obviously it's very bad for the connections, but
even at that, Jonathan and John, does it not seem that there is a lot of action going on in the last 5 slots for the Kentucky Derby, it seems?
I think there always is, but it just seems like it waited as long as possible this year. It hasn't been one here or one there. It's like, let's just pour it all in today and shake it out and see what happens.
And not only that, but there were interesting horses on the outside looking in. You know, the interesting thing for Baeza is that unless he gets another scratch, even if he gets into the Derby, he's going to have post position 20. So, I'm sure they want to get in the Derby and everything else, but bringing from post position 20, well, you're kind of up against it.
Now,
but listen, you got 4 more hours or 5 more hours till the draw, right. So who knows what else is going to happen.
Yeah, it's certainly crazy. And we'll try to put it all into perspective after they set the race in stone on this afternoon. And then all we have to worry about is any late scratches from the body of the race and the also eligible. So we'll leave it at that. But it's going to be.
By the way, you guys were talking about how great the Pat Day Mile is going to be next Saturday. And that is going to be a terrific race. But there's another terrific race on Friday called the Ali Sheba. And in that race, you got Locked. You have Ferocious Fierceness making his return to the races. Most Wanted. That's going to be a race that I would pay to see because those are some really terrific horses in there.
Well, and you know what? That's the older version. Don't want to confuse some people that are just, you know, go to the races only 1 year and it's the Derby. That's for older horses. So none of those horses were expected to go in the Derby anyhow.
No.
It's a handicap
race. Pointing out
but I'm going to tell you, it's one hell of a race. Yeah.
And, you know, it's weird because Todd Pletcher trains Locked, who won the Santa Anita handicap impressively. And all of a sudden, Mike Rapoli wanted to run Fierceness in that race. He was supposed to go to New York. Mm-hmm. So Pletcher has to run his two best older horses against each other, which I'm sure was not the plan of the barn.
Well,
and I'm sure he's not happy with it, but it is what it is. Like you said, Ralph, the other day, they sign the checks, so they get to tell you what they want to do.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's going to be it's just going to be a lot of fun when we get to next week and we start rolling into Derby week with Churchill Downs methodically each year trying to make the day before that whole week.
Right. They have a name now for Tuesday. They call it 5-0 Tuesday.
Oh, they call it 5-0 Tuesday?
Yes.
So we got Tuesday, and by the way, they are racing on Tuesday. So it's 5-0 Tuesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday, W-I-N-S day, Wednesday. Thurby day on Thursday. Friday, they just kept the Friday Oaks. They figured that's enough. They got that Friday Oaks. And, of course, Saturday Derby day. So we got it all set and ready to go, and we're going to have a lot of fun, that's for sure. Jonathan, I know, my man, you were struggling so much to get off the schneid, and we're gonna try to help you out today. I want you to peak next week, but I want you to start the peak today. How about that?
Sounds like a plan, Ralph. By the way, a lot of rain overnight in New York. The races are off the grass. There are a ton of scratches. One race remains on the turf, and that's the stake race. The rest of them come off, like you said. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of scratches. First of our three radio plays comes in a ninth race today at Aqueduct. Seven horses still left in the race, and I like the number eight horse in here, Walk With Me. This is a four-year-old filly from the David Duggan barn, Romero Mirab board to ride. Forget the 15-1 on the morning line. That was for turf. She's on the main track today. I would expect 3-1, 7-2, but I like number eight, Walk With Me, to win today's ninth race out at Aqueduct.
Jonathan, is this a horse that can perform on the off track? Is that why?
Yes. Okay. That's why I'm picking him. Yeah. Picking her, I should say.
Okay. We understand 15-1 is a myth because out of the 16
horses,
there were 16 horses entered in the race. Now you're telling me there's seven left, right?
Right.
Okay. So we got number eight, Walk With Me, in the ninth race at Aqueduct, now on the main track. That's your pick there. Let's go to Churchill Downs next. See what you got there.
Let's look at the ninth race. So this is the Roxlina handicap, and I love the number six horse in here, Harbor Springs, a four-year-old filly from the Greg Foley barn. I ride Ortiz aboard to ride. She's just faster than this field. She's going to get a great trip in here. This is a single as far as pick five is concerned. Number six, Harbor Springs, wins today's ninth race out of Churchill.
All right, the Roxlina, the ninth race on the card, the feature tonight at Churchill Downs, number six, Harbor Springs. We hope it springs a winner for us, that's for sure. The six in the ninth race at Churchill. And we'll wrap it up at Santa Anita where there's rain. Rain at Santa Anita. Go.
Let's hope they run, you know, with those people. Who knows what they're going to do. And I'm not picking a turf race. I'm picking a dirt race because, again, you're dealing with I don't know who's running the place, but whoever it is, we need some improvements there. Anyway, eighth race today at Santa Anita. I like the number four horse in here, Twilight Empire, an eight-year-old. I like the barn switch today to Liberato Baracho, Kyle Frey aboard to ride. The race this horse ran two starts back, buries this field, and I hope she runs it today. She's listed at 8-1 on the morning line. I like number four, Twilight Empire, to win today's eighth race out at Santa Anita.
All righty, the eighth race at Santa Anita, and those comments is his opinion, so send the letters to Jonathan Hardoon. In the eighth race, the number four, Twilight Empire, the four in the eighth race at Santa Anita is Jonathan's selection. Okay. You got full sheets for Santa Anita, no matter what the weather is. Aqueduct,
right,
where it's raining. Churchill Downs, where we don't know how the track will probably be fast. And, of course, at Oaklawn Park, where there's their giant pick five. So you got four tracks covered.
JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralph. See you, John. Can't wait. Wednesday. Bye, guys. Stay safe and be well.
Thanks for the update.
You got one more assignment. That's tomorrow before you get here. So we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks a lot, Jonathan.
We'll see who's left standing tomorrow, guys.
You better believe it. What a show. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village, this beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
Very interesting Race Day Las Vegas show. Now let's make it more interesting by going out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, John. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, it's opening day at Churchill Downs. They're going to draw for the Derby tonight, and we're still not sure exactly the entire field of the Kentucky Derby with, of course, the late news of Brad Coxhorse having to scratch. But we'll wait and see how it shakes out. It's going to be competitive no matter what happens.
Yeah, owners and trainers and jockeys are on pins and needles until Saturday because you never know what happens out there. It's terrible news with Tappan Street. Mm-hmm. Certainly one of the horses that a lot of people, a lot of handicappers like, Ralph. You never like to see that happen. But, you know, for the folks who have Baeza, I tell you what, he's one step away from, you know, making the field. And, you know, as you talked about earlier in the show with the Rich Strike drawing in off the AEs, Ralph, you know, one of the best Kentucky Derby souvenirs is they print the shirt of the Kentucky Derby with horses 1 through 20 on the back. Well, the year that Rich Strike won,
yeah,
his name did not appear on the T-shirt. So the winner of that Kentucky Derby is not on that T-shirt.
You would think with the merchandising geniuses that they have there, they would have immediately went out and printed, you know, Rich Strike winning the Derby T-shirts and give them away, you know, the next day or something.
I would have written it in with a Sharpie.
Yeah, right.
Or something like that.
Yeah, come to this booth. We're going to write it in for you on your shirt. In any case, it's opening day at Churchill Downs, and you and I have spent a lot of time in that part of the country. We know how fast that track can dry out, and it's going to be real interesting. And I know you'll be doing some work for the Derby and the Kentucky Oaks Day with your extensive handicapping, as well as handicapping the Southern California races at Santa Anita. And with 11 races today at Santa Anita, and like John said, there could be some rain in the area, or rain that's already starting there. We'll wait and see how the conditions are there. I would think that they would go today unless there's a big downpour. Richie, you got a? Do you have a pick for us?
Yeah, I do have a pick. And also, before I give the pick, you know, in past years, I've talked about my future book bets for the Kentucky Derby. This year, I haven't been doing so good with my horses, but I do have one horse that is live still in my future book bets, Ralph. I have a horse called Final Gambit at 75-1. So that is my only ticket that still has oxygen. And I believe that's the other Brad Cox, right?
Yeah. Now let me ask you this: that was the one that did. Is that the one that won on the synthetic over at Turfway, Jeff Ruby?
Yeah, I bought him. I bought the ticket before the Jeff Ruby Stakes, so the odds now are like about 25-1. But that's my only live ticket. We'll see if I can get lucky. Who knows?
Well, let's get lucky. Let's get lucky and get a live winner today out of yet Santa Anita.
Yeah, race number 10. They're going a mile on the main track. Let's try the number 4, Battle Cruiser. Square price at 9-2. This is a real nondescript field, wide open race. This horse should be closing under Ray Lou Gutierrez for John Sadler. Let's try number 4, Battle Cruiser, in race 10.
Yes, Ray Lou Gutierrez, of course, will be relocated to Southern California. He's a solid rider, too. So in the 10th race, number 4, Battle Cruiser, the 4, Battle Cruiser in the 10th at Santa Anita. I want to remind everybody out there that there's a full handicapping sheet for Santa Anita today by Rich Eng at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. All right, Richie, don't see your partner there, so go feed him. Oh, there he is.
Oh, there he is.
Okay. We got him there. I just wanted to make sure he was okay. We don't want PETA on us for sure. All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Rich.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Thanks, John. Good luck, everybody.
All right. We're going to go to our final break, and when I come back, we'll get John's selections there as soon as he clears his throat, and I can clear my throat. Must be something in the air here today.
Well, I'm talking about a lot of news.
Gets us all choked up, I guess. In any case, we'll be right back, and of course, Jerry Jackowitz along too. Don't go away.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas for the Saturday before the Kentucky Derby. And by the end of the night here, by the time the sun sets, we'll know who's in and what post positions they got for the Kentucky Derby. John Lindo, you have a complete sheet for Santa Anita, as you always do, the Lindo Report. And, of course, a complete sheet today for Churchill Downs as well. And, of course, the Lindo Report covers all the races and a suggested late pick 4. And, of course, all the goody information we talk about. And, John, your Lindo Report for Keeneland obviously went out a real big winner yesterday with that pick 4 on there. You have, of course, the suggested pick 4 both at Santa Anita and Churchill Downs. And this, of course, as you indicated before, Derby Week will start on Tuesday out of Churchill. You'll have Lindo Reports all week. What's the deal for that?
I'll do the entire week at Churchill Downs in addition to Santa Anita, and then we'll alter the schedule after the Derby Week.
Okay. And all I can say is forever after all, winning the race at Keeneland yesterday, the Bewitched Stakes. But did people know that she is in fold to?
She's in flow of the Flight Line.
Flight Line.
Yeah.
So oh, my.
They couldn't beat a pregnant lady yesterday.
Wow. That was really something. And by the way, Flight Line's brother is running today at Santa Anita.
That's Eagle's Flight. Yes, Eagle's he is running today. Yes.
Eagle's Flight in the 4th race. So we got a little Flight Line going in there. And we all know, folks, when I was asked several times before the Kentucky Derby by a lot of my neighbors and people that know that I'm in the business and say, who's the best 3-year-old in the country right now? I want to know. I said, well, he ain't in the Derby. His name is Flightline. He turned out to be the best towards the end of the year. And now we start getting some relations and possibly another big one out of that merit yesterday.
Right. It won't be too long. We'll start to see some of his babies on the grounds getting ready to run.
Yeah, it'll be great. All righty. Time to get to work, John. You can give us a play at Churchill Downs, and then we'll go to Santa Anita.
Well, let's go right to the opener at Churchill Downs. Again, 2 o'clock Pacific post time for the first race at Churchill. Number 7, Synthesis, an old gelding used to race in California. He loves these elongated sprints, stretches out from 6 furlongs to 7 furlongs. That's going to help him quite a bit. Rider switched our Rad Ortiz, drops him for a claiming tag. I think he works out a really good stocking trip. He just likes to grind away. This race sets up really well for him. So 7-2 in the morning line, number 7, Synthesis, race number 1 at Churchill Downs.
First race at Churchill Downs, the first race of the year at Churchill Downs for this meet, and the first post time is 2 p.m. Pacific. 2 p.m. Pacific. We're going to start out that early pick five with a singleton, number seven, Synthesis. Number seven, Synthesis, is John Lindo's pick in the first race at Churchill. Now we'll go to Santa Anita, keeping our fingers crossed that the rain stops and we'll have some racing.
Yeah, my play's on the grass, and it's got to be on the grass for the fifth race today. Number six, We're in Trouble, who bobbled last time on the turf. It cost the horse quite a bit. I was hoping for firm ground today. I hope it's still firm by then. Six and a half will be just fine, whether it's down the hill or on the flat. And on a firmer turf course, which I hope, I think the horse will get the job done. 3-1, that's number six, We're in Trouble, race number five at Santa Anita.
Well, that could be kind of like the description of today's show. But in any case, in the fifth race, number six, We're in Trouble. The six in the fifth race, staying on the grass, only on the grass. And that'll be the anchor in the early pick five today at Santa Anita. Remember, Lindo Reports, full Lindo Reports for Santa Anita and Churchill Downs, available in one place and only one place here in Las Vegas, Nevada, your gaming capital. It's right here at the South Point. And it's free of charge in the South Point Racebook because they just love horse players here. And with all that good stuff happening next week for the Derby, you know it. All right, now let's go out to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
Jerry, before we get started, I know you're doing a Kentucky Derby seminar. Tell them where.
Doing it at the Boulder Station. That'll be on Thursday at about 1 o'clock.
All right, 1 o'clock on Thursday.
Not sure of the time. We may do it, but I think 1 o'clock.
All right, so it'll be in the afternoon during the races.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's on Thursday?
Thursday afternoon, yeah.
Okay, you got it. Well, it looks like it's raining out at Aqueduct. It might be raining out at Santa Anita, too. So what are we doing today?
Yeah, my mother-in-law thinks it's the same weather system. But,
well, if it is, it missed Las Vegas so far. I know it's windy out here today. We got some wind going on, but that's about it.
Yeah, well, I'm just so excited about my Giants and my Raiders from what they did in the draft. I think they both did themselves well.
Yeah, I do too. I think they did.
Let's go to the fifth at Aqueduct for our first play. We have Margot Treasure, the four horse, Katie Davis up, and I just like the horse an awful lot. So I'm going to take the four over the 1, 7, 8, and 9, reverse 1, 7, 8, and 9 over the four. It's all about the four in race number five at Aqueduct today. For
me. So you're telling me that Katie Davis left you speechless on this pick?
Yes.
Okay.
Crazy as that is.
Now, there's a ton of scratches.
It's a Florida to New York kind of angle and a little bit about the synthetics.
Okay. So. All right, so now we got a little bit of info on that. In the fifth race, the four over 1, 7, 8, and reverse. The four is the key in the fifth. That's the anchor in the early pick five at Aqueduct. And just for an FYI, although there's a ton of scratches in the races that came off the turf to the main track, this particular fifth race was always scheduled on the main, and there are no late scratches in the 10-horse field right now at Aqueduct in that fifth race. All right.
Correct.
Now let's go to Santa Anita.
Okay, this is a turf only. By the way, I have a star on John's horse, so I'm hoping that they stay on the grass because I like the fifth race also.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm in the seventh race today. Let me just click over here with Raw Ability, the two horse. What makes this horse really interesting to me is a couple of things. One is that she's undefeated. But the other thing is in all of her victories, she's never had the benefit of having two races back-to-back, so she never gets the benefit of a race in her conditioning cycle, but she gets that today. So I think that's a big edge. No, nothing wrong with Berrios, nothing wrong with being near the rail. I'll take the two. Big spread here, 2 over 3, 6, 7, 11, and 13. I'm expecting a scratch. But.
Okay, so the 2 over 3, 6, 7, 11, 13, and reverse.
Correct.
Turf only, and when you're talking about Berrios on the turf, Nuff said there, pal. He is just so good on the turf. And by the way, that is the featured Royal Heroine today, the seventh race at Santa Anita, the two horse. 2 over 3, 6, 7, 11, and 13 in reverse. Jerry J's Power Pages can be found right now at jerryjspowerpage.com for Santa Anita and for Aqueduct. Well, it's been a very interesting show. We hope we kept you as updated as we can get, and I'm sure by tomorrow there will be more updates. But we know one thing for sure. They're going to draw for that Kentucky Derby later on today, and we'll have a good feel what's going on post-position-wise on tomorrow's show. In the meantime, Jerry has one more thing to say. Go ahead and say it, Jerry.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.